Hey, friend, I know how this feels. Waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go, deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.
How does the eventual move toward monetization of platforms like Facebook and the sponsored ad problematize our sharing of information, especially when it comes to organizations like Witness, when we're talking about activism? Does that problematize the campaigns and the movements, or does it help monetizing?
Can I ask, when you say monetizing, do you mean charging people to put ads on people's Facebook, or do you mean monetizing by people making money off of putting up videos?
Monetizing in terms of, like, for example, the sponsored ads.
Okay. So, like, sponsored posts. Right?
Yeah.
There's different things. Because one is, like, you know, you can have an organization monetize by having really great advocacy ads that, you know, has a person running an ad in the first 15 seconds on YouTube. And I think there's a lot. I mean, that's a different set of concerns.
I will say that Race Forward, we do have ads on Facebook. So there's, I am trying to get at, though, does it dilute messages, though? I mean, we're talking about grassrootsy kind of stuff. And I have my own opinion about it, but I like to hear, does the commercialization, does the monetization of our movements dilute the message? Does the us become them? Does that line, or does it matter?
I'm not an expert on any of this stuff, but personally, I feel like, yes, it does a little bit, but at the same time, and it drives me crazy when I click on a video to watch, you know, a report about Syrian migrants, and first I have to watch a shampoo commercial.
Right.
It's like, this
seems
really messed up.
Right.
But we're always kind of in this, walking this tense line of, you know, do we go somewhere that's new and stands more with our ideas and our values, or do we go where the people are if we're trying to get our message out? And, you know, it just really depends on what your objectives are. If you're trying to get your message out to a lot of people, then oftentimes it is more effective to use those big platforms like Facebook and YouTube. But if you're trying to organize something like a protest, or that's more, a smaller protest or a smaller event, or trying to discuss campaign strategy, I think that it does make more sense than to use more private spaces or newer, more innovative platforms that enable you to have conversations that are perhaps encrypted or private, not being monitored by these big companies and not subject to monetization.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for bringing that up, because I've gone through that before, looking at Facebook, looking at my feed. I've actually had to stop the videos from playing because some of it was just some of the images were out of control. But yeah, having these commercials pop up during while you're consuming such, I'll say traumatic stuff.
Yeah.
And it is problematic. Carmen, I'm wondering what you're thinking about sort of monetization in terms of how we're promulgating our ideas in these spaces.
So I know that there's the boost, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Boost your page factor. And I think, you know, for us as a grassroots initiative, you know, there's times in which we need to boost our page because we need to certainly attract a certain audience, but we don't do that very often. And I think, you know, Facebook at this moment is free. And in order for it to be free, there needs to be ads. It needs to be paid somehow. And I think even though it's annoying, all those different ads, I will say I'm always trying to do the skip right on the YouTube video. It's kind of like right within 3 seconds you could skip or something. I just, at this moment, you know, I don't really have time to pay attention to it. Unfortunately, we're constantly on the ground. We're constantly really trying to amplify the work through every type of social media means, Instagram, Periscope, whatever it may be. And I think it is annoying the way in which Facebook has really evolved. And to your point earlier, you were talking about, you know, there was this check-in factor, right? Of making sure that people in Paris were able to check in and say, hey, I'm alive. But really, again, who does... it's really about accessibility, right? And because I know that's not happening in other countries, and that's certainly not happening in a community where there is a lot of violence, right? Like, why aren't we having that happen in Chicago when we've heard that there's 150 shootings on a weekend? So again, it's access for me. It's like, who's actually promoting their brand on Facebook, on YouTube? And I know for us smaller organizations with a large impact, you know, it's kind of like, all right, let's just keep it moving. You know, it's unfortunate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we have to use those means in order to get our work out.
Hey, friend, I know how this feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go. Deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again. Confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.